This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And we all need help sometimes. Someone looking out for us, crossing the streets. Even in the kitchen, a comforting voice of someone looking over your shoulder when you're making breakfast.
May I have your attention, please? Eggs are meant to be cracked on the left side of the bowl, not the right. Please pay attention and follow directions so that eggs may enter the batter in the correct manner.
Or in the backyard, starting up the grill.
Your attention, please. When starting a fire, please be careful about using accelerants. Halt. The accelerant used could come back and explode.
You know these guys. They are there with you. Voice angels of the airport, the train station, the subway, anywhere.
Welcome to New York Kennedy International Airport.
Ticketed passengers only beyond the checkpoint.
They barely need an introduction as voices, but they are real people. Jack Fox and Carolyn Hopkins. Jack joins us from WFPL in Louisville, and Carolyn joins us from WMEH in Bangor, Maine.
We are looking over your shoulder in every airport that you travel, John.
We try.
Making sure that you stand to the right on the moving sidewalk so others who wish to pass can do so safely on the left.
Oh, my gosh, that gives me kind of smiley creeps to hear you just sort of say that, isn't it? How do you inject humanity into this unique job that you do?
In my case, I really do think about the person I'm talking to.
So I picture somebody getting on the moving sidewalk or afraid to park their car, and it helps.
And who auditioned you for these jobs, and what kinds of things did they say when you went in for the original recordings? Carolyn?
They said, it needs to be a friendly Disneyland kind of voice. And I said, okay, let me try it. And, you know, like, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. From that point on, that's how it worked. I don't remember when you started, Jack.
I was at a radio station here in Louisville and had done a lot of voiceover work there at the place where you were working. That's where we knew each other.
Have you ever been in a public place, Carolyn, and had to listen to your grammatical error?
I wasn't expecting to hear myself in Orange County, John Wayne International Airport out in California. I just had forgotten that we had done that, Jack, and all of a sudden, boom, and I went, oh.
My weirdest time was flying from Louisville to Phoenix once, and it was an early morning flight, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm standing in the men's room, and my voice is booming at me. That's kind of weird, you know?
What were you saying to yourself in the men's room?
Not to smoke, make sure that all luggage is claimed on time, that sort of thing. Pretty generic, but it was a shocker at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's kind of strange. What do your children, grandchildren, relatives, friends think of all this before we go?
At an airport once waiting for a rental car, my voice was telling people to claim their luggage every 2 minutes. And my granddaughter, who was about 4 at the time, looked at her mother and said, why is Grandpa talking so much?
How about you, Carolyn?
Well, my husband was waiting for me outside on the curb. And this was prior to 9/11. And the guard came up to him and said, sir, don't you hear that voice? You need to move your car. And he said, why? I don't listen to that voice at home. Why should I do it here?
Oh, that's amazing. Jack Fox and Carolyn Hopkins are the voices behind announcements at over 100 airports around the world, the New York City subway, and right here on The Takeaway.
This interview is ending now.
Please watch your step.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.